From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, Hillary Clinton leads the race for cash in what's become the most expensive presidential race ever. And we'll hear what life for a professional fundraiser is really like.
First, though, the founder of the military contractor Blackwater USA is defending his company before Congress today. Eric Prince is facing a lot of criticism after a shooting last month that left 11 Iraqi civilians dead. Today's hearing is before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Representative Carolyn Maloney, a Democrat from New York, asked Eric Prince about another shooting involving a Blackwater guard who was reportedly drunk at the time. Here is part of that exchange.
This particular man, while he was drunk, shot and killed the guard to the Iraqi vice president. Was he fired?
Oh, yes, ma'am. He was fired.
Have any charges been brought against him in the Iraqi justice system?
I don't believe in the Iraqi justice system. I know we've referred it over to the
Justice Department. They told us they're still looking at it 9 months later.
Look, I'm not going to make any apologies for what he did.
Okay,
he clearly violated our policies.
All right, every American believes he violated policies. If he lived in America, he would have been arrested and he would be facing criminal charges. If he was a member of our military, he would be under a court-martial. But it appears to me that Blackwater has special rules. Within 36 hours of the shooting, he was flown out of Iraq. Did Blackwater arrange for him to leave the country?
That could easily be.
Okay.
IZ police arrested him.
Okay, then.
There was evidence gathered. There was information turned over to the Justice Department office in Baghdad. We fired him. He certainly didn't have a job with us.
Well, in America, if you committed a crime, you don't pack him up and ship him out of the country in 2 days. And I'd like to ask you, how do you justify sending him away from Iraq when any investigation would have only just begun?
Again, he was fired. Justice Department was investigating in Baghdad. There is a Justice Department office there. He didn't have a job with us anymore. We as a private company cannot detain him. We can fire, we can fine, but we can't do anything else.
Blackwater may, if I could just say, Mr. Chairman, that your actions may be undermining our mission in Iraq and really hurting the relationship and trust between the Iraqi people and the American military.
Gentlelady's time has expired. Mr. Burton.
That was New York Democrat Carolyn Maloney questioning Blackwater founder Eric Prince at a hearing earlier today. We'll have more from that hearing and on Blackwater coming up on the program.